Well, hello again and happy spring. For the uninitiated, the sounds you just heard were spring peepers. Tiny little frogs that are looking for a date. That's a brand new recording for 2023. My usual spot was quiet. I was driving by a very small pond and heard these sweet sounds and had to stop, record, and share. I plan on making another recording at the larger area when that one gets a peeping. Now, for those who may be tuning in for the first time, my name is Tony Nesbitt. I produced Norm's show from 1989 until 1996. I worked with him in the studio, and then when I moved to the David Brudnoy show, I continued to book all his guests and make appearances that have become legendary. I can't even say that without laughing. The Vault of Stillness has been broadcasting for nearly 2.5 years. I'm just so thrilled that we can relive these classic radio moments that Norm graced us with. I recently started a Patreon account to help support the program. Please consider helping out and becoming a subscriber there. Once show costs are covered, I will be donating a percentage to the Berklee College of Music in Norm's memory. The link is in the description box. Thank you again for those that have become patrons. Before we get to the meat of today's episode, I also wanted to mention that WMCT here in Marlboro, Mass., our local community cable outlet, has expanded the reach of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. In addition to the public channel, they have added it to their government channel. You can hear it on Friday and Saturday nights at 11 p.m., just like those radio days of yesteryear. If you're local, it's on Comcast 8 and Verizon 34. Alrighty, today, the Vault has spilled forth a dumb birthday game from March 25th, 1995. I have titled it, Amusing Musings. We begin with Norm introducing Jack first, and he was not quite ready. They square that away and get to the rest of the panel. Joe in Boston, Howard from Laconia, New Hampshire, Alice in Quincy, the world-famous Glenn from Brighton, Jim Frawley's producing and playing in studio, and sounding a lot like Emilio Morata. The birthdays. Howard Cosell, dead or alive? I can tell you the impressions are dead. Gloria Steinem, Aretha Franklin, Anita Bryant, Elton John, Paul Michael Glazer, Mary Cross, and Joseph Barbera. And Jack has some inside info which sets off an animated discussion. And here is a sample of the many amusing musings that took place. Variety is the spice of life. The dumb birthday game rules are taught to every school child for those hoping to be part of the game someday. The dumb birthday game is being considered for the Olympics and Jeopardy, though Trebek finds the rules hard to follow. Nick Lowe and Bonnie Bedelia were also mentioned for birthdays. However, they were more useful as comedy foils. Wickedly cool ideas. Millard Fillmore firsts. We hear of Norm's cheap 72 or 77 key piano, the Steinpoop. Mr. Ugly. Tasteless, worthless material. Tension and hate. The hybrid talk game show idea is genius. Do we have a time traveler on the panel? And Dwarves Envy. Episode 131, Amusing Musings, brings a smile to your ears. In 3, 2, and 1.
Wait till the very end to introduce you. I don't know why that should be and why it has to be forever. We should not get into a routine, I say, Jack. I think maybe we do get into a routine now that I'm introducing him first. You are not ready for that.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we do. But you know what they say? Variety is the spice of life.
No, they do say that, too. But you thought I was going to introduce you last, and you weren't even ready.
Actually, I was, but I had a switch down over here because I was listening to something. So I was here, but I forgot to flip the switch. So I guess I wasn't totally ready, but mentally, I was ready.
Okay. Anyway, for people who are wondering about the game, I can't imagine people not knowing the basic rules of it because it's taught to every school child.
Yes.
You know, I mean, kids grow up, hopefully one day they'll be on the dumb birthday game. So, but for those of you who somehow were out on Mars or somewhere, you know, who didn't know, what we do is I tell you the name of somebody who's born on this date. Of course, today is Saturday, March 25th.
I understand it's going to become soon an Olympic sport.
I believe so, you know, I believe so. And I think it's also going to be incorporated into Jeopardy.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I've been on the line with Alex Trebek. Uh-huh. I don't know how many times. And believe it or not, he finds it hard to follow the rules of this game.
So what's the deal? Like when a cake comes up, they ask a birthday question?
When a cake comes
like
up?
Like when the screen changes.
Yeah.
You know, like that has the...
The different categories?
The different categories. So when the screen changes, does like a cake come up to indicate that that will be a birthday question?
I guess it could be. We haven't worked out those details yet.
I see.
But that's a swell idea that you just brought up. That really is, that's a neat, cool, wickedly good, nifty idea. Hot diggity.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's really nice, yeah. But somehow I sit there and I talk to Trebek and he says, what do you mean you just what? You tell the age and somebody has to guess the name of the birthday person? Because he likes to do things backwards. You know how that program is.
Yes.
Yeah, like Howard Cosell. Who is, you know, then I don't really know, but it,
well, what you could do is give out the ages and have them, you know, who, you know, the word, it could come up on the screen, 37, for example, and
yeah,
it could come up Millard Fillmore.
Yeah, we could, for example, Millard Fillmore.
Well, he may have
that may not be exactly a good example of that. I did throw that in. I think that's why Alex Trebek was got a little confused about things. I could say like 46, and then the answer would be, how old is Nick Lowe, the English singer, whose biggest hit was Cruel to Be Kind in 1979, who married Carlene Carter in 1979. How old is he? It could be, I mean, that's the kind of approach?
Yes.
Maybe simplify the question a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, 48, how old is Bonnie Bedelia today?
The woman who invented onions.
No, actually, she was in a number of films. But anyway, I think we're getting too deep into that. We can skip that old thing.
Okay.
Okay, but that could be it. Those people, by the way, do have birthdays today, but those are not two that we're going to be guessing because they're the better-known people who are up for birthdays. Let me introduce you to some of the other people you'll be playing this stressful game with.
I am all ears.
There's going to be a funny line for that, too,
which makes it tough to write out my reports.
Yeah. Joe in Boston will be playing the game with us. How you doing, Joe?
Hello, sir.
Are you excited? I imagine, despite the fumfing around, you've gotten the rules and understand what the whole game is all about.
Oh, sure. I'm a long-time listener.
You're a good fellow, Joe, and I certainly hope you win because, as I mentioned, I finally got caught up pretty much with the winning tacky prizes.
I couldn't be more excited.
Okay. Howard is going to be playing the game. We just talked with Howard a little while ago. Howard from Laconia, New Hampshire, who moved there from... Where did you live before?
Well, I lived in Laconia, and then I lived in Concord, and now I'm back in Laconia.
You just can't take the Laconia out of a big guy.
And before that, I lived in Lincoln, New Hampshire, up in the White Mountains.
Oh, that's pretty country up there. That's at the end of the Kankamangus trail or something.
Highway.
Highway. I knew it was the Kankamangus something or other. That's pretty country. Lincoln was not have a big paper mill and
yes,
stuff up there.
Yes, it did. It no longer does.
So it's destitute, eh?
No. It's quite a tourist area now.
No, that's true. People go from, what is it, Conway at the other end?
Yes.
Out to Lincoln. Yeah, that's pretty country up there.
But you mentioned Leonard Fillmore.
Yes.
He was the first president to have a bathtub in the White House.
No, that's I know that was what people were saying. I guess that's probably true. He was also the first to have a library in the White House. I mean, if you want to, you know, look at the intellectual side of Leonard Fillmore.
So he could sit in the bathtub and read.
That's true. I never thought of tying the two together, but that makes sense.
He was the first man to have newspapers delivered to the front door of the newspaper.
that was Millard Fillmore also, who also was from the Buffalo, New York area, and is buried up there. And they have ceremonies, I think, every year. And then sometime in the wintertime is when he was born. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend of mine who carries a Millard Fillmore for President bumper sticker and all. He's just kind of hooked on Millard Fillmore.
There's probably about as many of those around as there was Henry Cabot Lodge buttons.
That may be, you know. It was brought up at our last meeting. Anyway, here's Alice, who is in Quincy, who's going to be playing the game with us, too. Hello, Alice.
Hi.
Do you think you can keep up with this really exciting, funny talk?
Oh, I think so. I think so.
I see.
Hello?
No, we're just waiting for you to, you know, produce some of the funny talk. But that was good. That was good as a start. I know you get warmed up gradually as the game goes on. Okay, I know that Glenn has got the hilarious conversations that we have with him a lot. And he's playing the game with us, too. Glenn, hello.
Hi, Norm. Hey, Norm, I wanted to say something. Of course, I'd have to have your permission, otherwise it would be an unauthorized biography. But I'm contemplating writing a book about Norm Nathan, the legend, the man.
Yeah.
The weekend warrior of overnight talk.
I can see the picture. I can see the cover right now. Norm in the back crossing the Potomac with his men in front of them through the winter.
Well, no, I thought of a title.
And the title could be "The Tradition Continues."
Well, no,
something that's kind of hokey. Who would use that?
No, I was thinking of a title something like "The Saddest Time of the Week, 1 o'clock Monday morning." Or is that too long?
Well, you see, if you know, like 50 years from now, when school kids are reading that as required reading, they won't know about that part. I suppose you could put it inside, you know. He left the air at 1 o'clock Monday morning.
Yeah, although I guess this weekend you're going to be on.
This weekend I will be on the entire Sunday night, right through the Monday morning. We've got tremendous letters across this reporter's desk saying, could you keep him on all night?
Way to go, man.
And way to go, yeah. Norm Nathan, hold on. Norm Nathan, the legend, continues. Or the tradition continues. I can't think of which one is hokier.
The Enigma.
Yeah. Incidentally, I meant TV uses that, as you know, to show that despite the fact we've changed networks on Channel 4, we still have a lot of the same people kind of hanging around. And I was in our own WBZ radio mailroom just a few hours ago before I went on the air with this splendid program. And who do you think was there?
Who? You were.
I was waiting for Alice to come in with a clever remark and a funny joke about that. No, it was Liz Walker. Sir, is Jim Frawley. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Norm.
Okay, we're all set to go now. Let's give you the first birthday. So he just moving the big birthday book over into position. Okay, here's the born on this day, by the way, this is March 25th, was Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell, let's see what I can tell you about him. You know, he was a sportscaster, born Howard William Cohen in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He holds a law degree. He worked Monday Night Football from 1970 to 1984. He announced his retirement from broadcasting January 31st, 1992. And the question is, how old is he today? Probably the most imitated, not only sportscaster, probably the most imitated broadcaster, maybe next to David Brinkley, in the history of broadcasting. Son of a gun. Okay.
Norm, I think he died last year.
Howard Cosell?
Yes, I believe he did. I didn't hear that.
No, he's still alive.
No, I hadn't heard that either.
No, I think he died of cancer.
Well,
no, he's still kicking.
No, I mean, you're the only... Who's saying that? Is that you, Joe?
Yes.
Who's saying that he died of cancer?
Howard.
Howard from Laconia. No, I hadn't heard that. No, I'm not aware of that. Let's go ahead with his age, what he would be if he were still alive, and I think he still is. Joe, how old do you think he is today?
I'd say he's 75.
70, if you'd say 75.
That's just me.
Okay, that's just you. No, that's the only person I'm asking. So that's okay. Howard, how old do you think he is?
I'll say 82. 82.
Howard thinks he's as old as he gets.
He's dead. Well, I'll assume for the sake of discussion he's alive, and I'll say 82.
Okay, and Alice, what do you think?
I say 74.
74. Okay, Glenn?
Howard Cosell is 65.
I don't know if anybody was going to imitate him. It was going to be Glenn. I just had that feeling. Jim, what do you think?
I was counting on Jack to imitate him. Boy, he looked old when he was doing Muhammad Ali in the ring. I'm going to pick 80. Nice round number.
Okay, and Jack, what do you think?
If he was still alive today, It had to be somewhere around 78.
Okay. That was just so beautiful. I was dancing to that.
Is that?
Which had a nice beat.
I heard the little feet shuffling.
Yeah, my little tap shoes were just a going and a flinging. I don't even know what that means. The fact is, Howard Cosell is, or would have been, 75 years old today. And so Joe in Boston hit it right on the button. John, you said that without any hesitation at all, making me think you've got a list of birthdays.
I've got a book right in front of me.
Have you really?
Yep.
Have you really?
No, I don't. No, because I heard you a couple of weeks ago, and you're accusing some lady from Canada of having a book in front of her.
Yeah, that, actually, we have no rules that say you can't have a book in front of you, except it kind of...
Norm, would I do that to you?
Well, I mean, if you did, it would not be illegal. You could go ahead. What I would do is tell you the names of all these people. You could go, and we could forget everybody else, and you'd get the prize anyway. It takes the suspense out of it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
You know something, Joe? Your standards are so high
and
such high morals that you're an inspiration to all of us school kids.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Gloria Steinem also was born on this very day, March 25th. Let's see what I can tell you about Gloria Steinem. The founder of Ms. Magazine, feminist, attractive lady, born in Toledo, Ohio. That doesn't help you guess how old she might be. I remember interviewing her one time, and she threw her arms around me and said, "Boy, I want you so bad, Normie." I recall that like it was yesterday. In fact, I think it was, said he, adding his wild, ribald humor. Jack, we'll start with you. How old is Gloria Steinem?
Gloria Steinem.
Gloria Steinem, for whom the piano was named. I know that. It was a joke.
Well, no, this is...
Oh, you sound just like my father-in-law when you throw in line. It's not Steinem, it's Steinway, you're thinking. See, that was the humor.
No, you see, this was an aftermarket brand. You see,
I tried to cash in on the Steinway name.
It came in the same kind of box as the Steinway.
That's right. And they kind of smudged the letters after the N, hoping you would notice it was the Steinway.
So when you saw it on the shelf, you know, you'd be willing to pay almost as much.
Because it only had 86 keys.
Yeah.
Only 86 keys. How many keys do you think a piano has anyway?
88.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I thought it was 77. I just got mixed up.
Right.
I was thinking of my cheap piano at home, which is a Stein poop. That only has 72 keys. Yes, Glenn. Glenn is a piano tuner, so he's going to do a piano tuner's joke, and you know how thrilling they are. It's like a certified public accountant or a dentist joke. Did you want to say something, Glenn?
Well, no, I was going
to
say...
I sure hope to God, no.
Well, no, I was just going to say, and this is true, I once tuned a piano. Someone had taken the name out, so the store put Steinman. They wrote an S-T-E-I-N-M-A-H-N-N.
In pencil.
They sent Steinman.
Did anyone think it was a deal?
Yeah, and somebody paid $26,000 for it, and it wasn't even in tune.
Wow.
No, it was. I tuned it, and they sold it.
Well, so it was in tune.
Yeah.
They sold it to an old lady.
Yeah, an old lady who she in turn sold it, said it was in my garage. I never drove it more than 3 miles. It's like new.
They're not busy.
Yeah. Jack, how old do you think Gloria Steinem is? Gloria Steinem.
She'd be the same age today, whether she was a man or a woman.
I think that... You are so perceptive about these things. No wonder you keep walking away with some of these games.
Let's see. She would be 61.
61 years old today. Okay. There's a formula, isn't there? You figure the number of keys on a Steinway piano, subtract them from the number of stops in a theater organ, and then you'd get 61. I think that's true. Jim Frawley, what do you think?
70 on the button.
70 on the button. Okay. That's right, too. I forgot you work in Celsius to that
right.
scale.
Yes.
That's right. Glenn, what do you think? And I don't want to hear everything you think. I'd just like to know what you think her age is.
62.
Alice?
Gloria Steinem is... Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, actually, her name is Gloria Steinem.
Is this any relation to Gloria Stein Lady?
No, see, her name is... That would be a huge joke if her name were Steinman, but it's actually Steinem.
Oh.
See, her name is Gloria Steinem, so that kind of defeats your wild...
Kind of stymied.
I knew that you were going to work your way up to wild humor, and you certainly have. It's too bad you got the name wrong and threw it off a little bit.
I think she's a distant cousin of Gloria Swanson.
All right. I am going to say sexy three.
What three?
You said sexy three?
Yeah.
Okay, is that sexy or 60 or 70?
63.
63, okay. And Howard in Laconia, do you think that Gloria is still alive?
Oh, yes. Yes, I know she is.
Yeah.
I think she's 62.
You think she's 62, okay. And Joe, what do you think?
Say she's not a day over 57.
57. Okay, actually, she is 61. And that's what Jack Hart said.
Yeah.
Yeah, should have all done that. You all were very close, though. Howard said was only a year off, 62, and Glenn said 62. And anyways, it was an excellent round. I'm just so pleased with that. The quality of this game is getting better every day.
Well, I think, you know, people are working out more.
I think they're trying harder. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's quite true. It is quite true. We're thinking of syndicating this game.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of nice.
Nationwide, well, we already have a nationwide group of callers.
We do, in a sense, that the WBC gets to many of these states and that kind of stuff. But individual broadcasters are asking for if they can have the rights to this game because it is so popular.
I'm sure Gold Bond would be happy to sponsor it.
That's just indicative of its wide demographic appeal, being as we, you know, you do normally get such a wide array of callers.
Would you dial 1-800-DUMB-GAME?
Okay, let's go to Aretha Franklin, who also has a birthday today. Aretha Franklin, of course, the great blues singer, jazz singer, a gospel singer mostly. It's gospel, very, very gospel-oriented. Biggest hit was Respect, recorded back in 1967. She's known as the Queen of Soul. She was in the movie The Blues Brothers back in 1980, and she's been a favorite of mine for a long time. One of the things I used to love, and it's probably one of the more commercial things that any true gospel fan probably would not like, was called Mr. Ugly, which she recorded way, way back. And before you do any jokes, it was a beautiful song about a woman who was in love with a guy who you could call ugly, but he was beautiful in her eyes because she loved him so much. It was a very tender song. And I just loved it. I used to just break into tears every time I play it on the air, which didn't become me at all, you know, sobbing through the Gold Bond commercials. We had to had so many make goods as a result. Listen, our commercial was on Norm Nathan's program, and he cried all the way through it. We had to pay full rate for that. In fact, our manager, the sales manager, said you have to pay extra, you know, to have him cry through it. That's a little extra thing. That'll cost you another $10. Anyway, Aretha Franklin. Start with you, Alice. How old do you think Aretha Franklin is?
You must use an awful lot of Kleenex. You're always crying.
I do. I cry a lot. I really, for a real macho kind of guy, it's really pitiful.
Right.
You say hello to me, and I say, she spoke to me. Oh, Jesus. Then I cry.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie.
And her name is not Frankman. It's Franklin.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I must say she is 57.
She is 57.
Right.
Okay, and Jim Frawley, what do you think?
Well, that's a tough call.
Nobody said this game was easy.
I know.
This is not for the faint at heart, you know.
I know.
Or even the faint of heart.
I don't want to let my country down.
Those birthday exercises come in handy during the week.
Yeah, if you don't do your...
She's still performing, so I'm going to say 58.
She's still performing at 58. You should get her walker out there.
Well, she sings so, you know, so well and so heartily. I didn't think she could keep it up at 70, say.
Okay, how about you, Howard? What do you think?
I'll say 59.
59, okay. And Glenn?
55.
And Jack?
Oh, I better think about this.
Jack, it's younger than I did. I'm rethinking what I said.
You're rethinking. She's 54.
Okay, and Joe, what do you say?
53.
Yep.
53 is exactly right.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Joe is cheating. There's no question about
that. I saw that number in my head right after I said 58.
I could hear the pages turning in his birthday book. Okay, he said that she's... Hold on a minute. She's 53.
Oh.
Yeah, you know right away that there's... Anyway, 53 is correct. So Joe now leads with two correct answers. And, of course, the one who comes the closest with all of this wins himself or herself a really junky prize. So you can be cheating, Joe, but you're cheating to no end. You're still going to get a piece of tasteless, worthless material as a result.
I've never cheated in my life.
No, I know you haven't. I was just saying that just to get people angry at you. I like tension and hate. Hate makes a program. And if you've ever watched any of these daytime TV shows, you know that's basically what they're based on. Okay.
Now, wouldn't that be interesting to cross a game show with, you know, sort of one of these juicy tidbit kind of programs, and the people who were playing the game would have a like a problem, you know, like a sort of a social
disease,
inequity or something, and... And while they're playing the game, the audience is taunting them.
That would be good, yeah. Or they could taunt each other.
They could taunt each other.
Or maybe you could have a game show with people who ran away with the other contestant's husband.
Sure.
You know, so there's a built-in hostility right there, you know.
Or a sibling rival.
Yeah,
rival.
And they could come on dressed in women's clothing. The guys could.
Yeah.
So there'd be a lot of transvestites arguing. I mean, you could incorporate all kinds of wonderful elements.
Sure, sibling rivalry. You only got that P because Pop was goading you on.
And Pop liked you better than he liked me.
Otherwise, I would have gotten a P.
That's right.
Sure.
Norm, you know, in a couple of years, we'll have these video phones, so you'll be able to tell who's cheating.
Oh, yeah, we're still on that, aren't we?
You'll be able to look right into someone's face and, you know.
Okay. You know what?
Right in front of them.
Yeah, you know, I had an idea, speaking of that, for another TV quiz show.
What?
Called What's My Disease? you'd have a panel of doctors, and by asking, like, maybe 20 questions, you could adapt it from that. They would find out what the patient was stricken with, you know, like...
Low blood sugar.
Yeah, this is just a wild question. Do you have blood in your bowel movement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and if there's any, yes, that's very good. You could ask another question.
The answer is arterial sclerosis.
That's right. Do you have warts? Anyway, Anita, let's go to Anita Bryant.
Oh, is she still around?
Why do you ask that? You know,
she remember how she was very much in the news in. Early 80s, late 70s?
Well, she was
a fruit pie thing?
Wasn't a fruit pie thing. It was the orange juice.
Tropicana.
A day without, what was the product? It wasn't Tropicana.
Tropicana. Was it Tropicana?
Wasn't it the Florida Orange Juice Commission?
No, it wasn't.
She was orange juice.
Wasn't Tropicana. A day without juice is like a day without sunshine, whatever it was.
Wasn't it the Florida Citrus Commission?
Yes, I believe it was. It was the statewide company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Bing Crosby used to do them too. You know, if you drink
he did one for a company. He had that investment.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Anita always looked like someone had sewn her lips back in that sort of rictus grin.
Oh, come on. She's a lovely woman.
Minute Maid orange juice.
Oh, be quiet.
OJ, that was OJ she was advertising.
No, we've already been through that, Anita. I think we pretty well... I'm sorry, you're not Anita. She's no. Anita, you're Alice.
Yeah,
and
that
you,
was
and
OJ.
You, and you only
he's
have 42 keys.
Strong. He's still porn.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Anyway, Anita Bryant had a hit in 1960 called Paper Roses. A day without paper roses is like a day without sunshine. That's where it came from, and nobody could figure out why. Okay, Anita Bryant, how old is she today? Glenn, what do you think?
You would have to ask me first. Somebody's got to be 65, so I'll make a 65.
65, okay. Howard, what do you think?
57.
Howard says 57. And Jim?
63.
Alice?
Mm-hmm. 62.
Joe?
I would say she's 58.
And what do you think, Jack?
59.
Okay. She's actually 55 years old today. And that means that Howard, who said 57, would be the closest. So reviewing the scores at this crucial point in our game, Joe still leads with two correct answers, and Howard and Jack have one apiece. Let's do Elton John. Elton John, let's see what I tell you about Elton John that you don't already know that might help you pin it down. You know, his birth name was Reginald Kenneth Dwight. He was born in England. He earned a scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music at age 11. He said he got his name from Elton Dean's and John Baldry's first names. Biggest hits, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, recorded with Kiki D in 1976, and Crocodile Rock. Okay, how old is Elton John on this very day, Joe?
45.
Howard, what do you think?
I'll say 48.
Okay, Alice?
49.
Glenn?
47.
Jim?
46.
And Jack?
51.
51. Okay, he's actually 48, which is what Howard said. So now, this is just Howard and Joe are just tied at two apiece. But this is just so thrilling.
Nick?
And the dumb birthday game, as I mentioned, Joe and Howard both tied with the two apiece. All ready to go, are you guys?
Okay.
Yep.
Roger, coming over. Let's go.
Don't you think it's a little late for the Storm Center commercials now?
I think it is, yeah, when winter strikes, and we're already into spring. Well, our scheduling department here is a little behind times and stuff, but God love them, they're such nice people. We don't like to tell them that winter is already over.
But it is well to be prepared for next year. People who may have come to Boston for the winter and go to Florida for the summer, for example, and come back in the winter, want to know where they can get a storm center when they come back.
You know, that's probably what was going through their minds. Okay, Paul Michael Glaser. An actor who's from New England, from Cambridge, Massachusetts. He appeared in the soap opera Love of Life. He played Dave Starsky on Starsky and Hutch from 1975 to 1979 and was in the film The Cutting Edge. You all know Paul Michael Glaser?
Sure.
He lived next door.
Okay, Jack, we'll start with you then. How old do you think Paul Michael Glaser is? And I love guys who've got three names. That's really nice.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like he's on death row.
What's your middle name, Jack?
It's actually John Paul.
John Paul Hart.
Yes.
That'd be kind of a distinguished name for a traffic reporter.
Yes.
Or a news guy in general.
And well, I was supposed to grow up to be the Pope.
John Paul Hart.
Yeah. But it didn't work out that way.
You didn't take enough courses at the elementary level.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. How old do you think Paul Michael Glaser is?
Paul Michael Glaser.
Yeah.
Was also in Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was Perchik.
Oh, he was in love with one of the daughters.
The second daughter.
Second daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has got to be 53.
Ooh, that rhymed. Gotta be 53.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jim Frawley, how old do you think?
Oh, just trying to remember. That was my favorite show. I'm trying to remember how young I was. Who's going to plus two?
If you can remember how young you were, then the press can guess, you can guess your age instead. And we'll going to make an exception in this one category.
Am I 29? No. He's... What did you say, Jack?
I said 53.
I'll say 51.
He's using strategy.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I'll say 51. It's like either like he respects your lot or he hates your guts and wants to stay away from whatever you said. Okay, Glenn, what do you say?
52.
And Alice?
61.
61?
Roger.
You're a pretty hip, cool lady. You're pretty neat, Alice.
Oh.
Boy, the men must be intimidated.
All that beat.
Just lost someone.
She broke a few hearts in her time.
Mm. Howard, how old do you think he is?
You said Starsky and Hutch was on in 75?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said he was on from 75 to 79. He played Starsky those years, yes.
I'll say he's 50.
50, okay. And Joe?
51.
Okay, I tell you, I have two sources of ages. One lists him as 52. And the Associated Press wires calls him 53. So we'll call Glenn Wright, who said 52, and Jack Wright, who said 53.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm not sure which is correct, so there you go. Mary Gross. Remember Mary Gross was on Saturday Night Live?
Ooh.
And in the film Feds? Uh-huh, I remember her in that film. Do you? She's a comedian.
Yeah, she was with an attractive comedian, another sort of a comedian in that. And she played the sort of funny-looking one. She's Michael Gross's sister from Family Ties, the father.
Oh, really?
She looks like him without the beard.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, now I know who she is, yeah. Actually. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. He doesn't have a beard, does he? Just she does.
Yeah.
Okay. Mary Gross. Alice, how old is Mary Gross?
I am going to say a little boy.
You hear what she said? She is really a wit, isn't she, boy? Yeah, Alice, you crack me up. You really do. You just crack me up.
I'll put a little putty in yourself. You're all cracked up, and I'm going to say my little 66.
66.
We're lucky we caught her in.
Wow. Okay, Joe, what do you think?
45.
All right. Let's see. Glenn?
45
also. And Howard?
No, may I ask you a question? I don't know who she is. So did you say any particular point of time that she was on Saturday Night Live? You didn't say any particular
time. No, I didn't. I didn't give you any dates on that at all.
Okay.
And I don't know.
All right.
I don't know when she was on. I think she was on... I can picture her, and I know she's been on a number of comedy things. I don't know whether she's on... SCTV or not. Was she on that show?
No, she wasn't in that. She was in a movie called Casual Sex. It was like a sort of a resort kind of a place where she and another girl went down there for the weekend and sort of everything went awry. One of these epic films, you know.
Well, I'll say...
Nice Clay was in there, too.
That's right. And in 50 years, they'll be saying, why they... They used to make great movies back then.
Remember Casual Sex?
Casual Sex.
Alvin is 49.
Skinny, funny-looking girl with the beard.
Yeah, that's right. And Howard, I'm sorry, what did you say?
49. Howard?
49, okay. And Jack?
37.
37. Okay, Jim?
He guessed the age I was going to guess. I'll go one under, 36.
One under would be 36. That is correct.
Hmm.
Your math is excellent. However, Mary Gross is 42.
Hmm.
42 years old. Let me just check that to make sure that because we want to get the correct ages and be accurate here, because this is the pilot program before we syndicate. Mary Gross, 42. And so the closest would be, and Joe said 45, so did Glenn. I don't believe there's anybody closer than that. Let's see, no? All right, so those are the two winners there, Glenn and Joe. Joe now leads the entire pack with three. Glenn and Howard have two apiece, and one by you, Jack. And how about this? This is the last one, then. This one coming up is Joseph Oh, I know. I know. This is just so much fun. Joseph Barbera. If I say Joseph Barbera, that may not mean a whole lot, but if you put that together with Hanna-Barbera, then you got the company.
Yabba-Dabba-Doo.
Yabba-Dabba-Doo is absolutely correct.
Is that Joseph Barbera Baron?
Pardon me?
Oh, I'll stick it at Joseph Barbosa Baron. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Are you quite through?
Yeah.
He's the animator. Hanna-Barbera's cartoons, of course, Tom and Jerry, the Smurfs, Flintstones, and Huckleberry Hound.
Yogi Bear.
Also, Yogi Bear is one of their characters, yeah. As a matter of fact, he does all the intellectual animated stuff.
Yeah, they've actually been blamed to a great degree for the demise of animation for a stretch of time because they were putting out, full-length, half-hour cartoons. They changed it around. They reduced the number of cells per minute of animation and reduced the visual quality of it.
So as a result, there wasn't that much movement.
There was that. That's why Fred and Barney all had 5 o'clock shadow, because they would just change that part if they were talking, as opposed to redrawing the whole Fred.
Interesting.
But when you watch the Disney cartoons, particularly the Lion King and some of the more recent ones, although that's been true of Disney characters right along. The movement, there's something graceful and lovely about watching them. And the Hanna-Barbera things are so primitive. Well, you can tell, just scribble on something and we'll make it move and that'll be good enough. Who knows? Going to know the difference. They're really junky-looking pieces of nothing.
Even as a
junky-looking pieces of nothing, and I'm sick to death of it.
You can always count the clouds going by when they're in a running scene. It's like two clouds, then one, then three. Two, one, three. They just have one background. They repeat over and over.
Yeah. Sure, it was like Fred Flintstone's living room was miles long, but there was the same table.
Yes. Whereas Warner Brothers never did that.
Well, yeah, even the Warner Brothers cartoons were much better than that. That's true. The Bugs Bunny, all of those things were far better. And Hanna-Barbera, I suppose, made tons even more because of the cheapness of the way they turned these things up.
Well, they did have some classic characters, but like you said, the quality of the art just wasn't really there.
When Disney made Snow White, he had over 200 animators. That was 1930.
Yeah, because that took years to draw it, too, didn't they?
It took a long time, and that was such a fantastic, because I was a kid. And I was so thrilled at the idea there could be a full-length cartoon. In fact, I tell you the truth, I've never admitted this before, but I fell in love with Snow White. It was hard to admit that to my friends because they kept saying she's only a drawing. And how can you fall in love with a drawing?
And during the war years, everybody had Betty Grable and so forth. You had Snow White.
Snow White. I was so envious of the Seven Dwarfs. It wasn't until later. Wasn't until later that I wondered what she was doing with those characters anyway.
He went out and bought the hat, the whole thing.
Yeah, and then I realized...
Had everybody calling him Doc.
She's fooling around with a whole bunch of dwarfs, these funny-looking dwarfs. In a way, our love kind of cooled at that point. I thought, if she loves Sneezy, Doc, and all the rest of those, and Dopey, maybe she's not ready for me. Or maybe she is. Anyway... what is she doing today, do you suppose, Snow White?
So how old is Snow White is the question?
Snow White, let's see, that cartoon, I think Snow White and Seven Dwarfs was 1935 or...
39, I believe.
Was it 39?
I think it was. Either 39.
No, I think it was a little earlier than that, but you may be right. In any event...
Snow White and all the midgets are living in a little house somewhere.
No wonder they're always singing hi-ho.
How old do you suppose she was during the filming of that, the drawing of that? She was what?
17, 18.
17 or 18. So right now she'd be up in her upper 70s.
Yeah, she was 72, 73, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You're probably not black hair anymore. It's probably white hair.
Snow White.
She probably wears elastic stockings and stuff like that. I probably, just as well, I don't get to see her anymore.
Gold Bond.
The little guys have all changed their names to Shuffley, 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 and Shuffley.
Welcome back. Is that a law firm?
Yes.
Okay, Joseph. Back to Joseph Barbera and his rotten drawings. Jack, how old do you think Joseph Barbera is on this very day?
This very day with his rotten drawings.
You say Hanna-Barbera and there's something kind of magic. You say Joseph Barbera and there's not, and somehow it doesn't seem to... What, I wonder what Hanna's
like
first
a cobbler,
name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a or maybe a barber. Maybe we're sticking to too many ethnic cliches.
I think it's William Hanna.
William Hanna.
And Joseph Barbera.
Joseph
that's right.
Barbera. Okay.
Which led to the song Ode to Billy Joe. Billy Joe.
Never mind. That really stuck.
It was awful. I might
leave
really
at that
awful.
Point. I mean, you know, sometimes when these thoughts come to you, if you just keep quiet and don't pass them along, that would be a benefit and a blessing to all of us.
Yeah.
You can take it from that. Let Alice handle it.
Thank God I'm losing.
Okay, Jack, what do you think?
Let's see. Joseph Hanna is 70. Wait a second. I'm doing the math.
It's Joseph Barbera, you understand.
Okay,
he just
Joseph
said that
Barbera.
As a joke.
Yeah.
Yes, joke. It was good humor.
I always get them. It's like, which one is Starsky, which one is Hutch?
Starsky is the one in the middle.
I see.
He looks like he's the one on the right, but it's an optical illusion.
Yeah, and then when you get them together with Siskel and Ebert and Hanna-Barbera, you don't know. I'll say that he...
Then he becomes the one next to the one on the left.
Yes.
Although he looks like he's next to the one on the right, but that's also an optical illusion.
But he's standing in the back on a chair.
I think we better hurry this thing up. I didn't realize it's getting kind of toward news time here.
I see. Let's see. I will say that he is 77.
77 for Joseph Barbera. And Jim, what do you think?
78.
78. Glenn.
76.
That's the spirit.
Alice.
I'm going to get one before I leave here tonight.
Okay, well, better be this one.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'm going to get one. Hang on.
Okay.
He is 79.
79. Okay,
right.
And Howard, what do you think?
I'll say 72.
72. And Joe?
Well, sir, I believe, I truly believe he's 76.
That's the spirit.
Actually, Alice did get that one.
All right, Alice.
He's 84.
Oh.
And 84, and Alice said 79. So she was still a little off, but closer than anybody.
But no cigar.
No, because Joe gets the cigar. He got 3 correct answers, and the rest of you did very, very well. And I thank you all for playing the game. And
thank you, Norm.
Oh, thank you, Joe, Jim. And hang in there, Joe. Jim will take your name and address, and we'll send you some really crappy stuff.
Fantastic.
You'll be just so pleased. Try not to be home, because if the postmaster delivers it to you in person, you'll be terribly embarrassed just to be part of it.
As long as it comes in a plain brown wrapper.
That's right. Don't show it to any of your friends. They'll smirk at you.
No booby prizes.
No booby prize, Alice, but thank you. I'm going to have to say goodnight to all of you except Joe, and we'll get the information on that. And, Jack, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jack's think references during Aretha Franklin's guest fell flat, but I got it. And how about Norm's classic game show idea, What's My Disease? Truthfully, for a quick second, Norm and I considered playing this on the show. Next week brings us some April Fools from the Vault of Silliness, so we'll see you then. Closing said vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. 4 Wickedly Cool Ideas. Millard Fillmore. Henry Cabot Lodge, Alex Trebek, Jeopardy, The Olympics, Steinem, Steinway, and Steinpoop, Mr. Ugly, the comedy foils and good sports of Nick Lowe and Bonnie Bedelia, tasteless, worthless material delivered in a discreet brown envelope, video phones, time traveling, Hanna-Barbera, the Kankamagus Trail, Snow White, all 7 dwarves, Liz Walker, Jim Frawley, John Paul Hart, and that uncontrollably sobbing tough guy, Norm, the tradition continues, Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.